Well, it has finally arrived. The game that we mark every single year at the end of the year, a standalone game, and we have finally made it. Welcome to the Blue and Gold Report. I'm your host, Sam Blevins. There's a lot to cover. There's a lot of stories surrounding this game. The pageantry, the records of both teams, the emotions, everything seems just to be amplified this week. We're going to cover all that and more on this edition of the Blue and Gold Report podcast. Let's get into it. I mean, my goodness, it's been such a roller coaster ride this year, and we're here. We're at the game that we always mark our calendars for, where we gather friends, family, and honestly, America, for this football game. There's tons of storylines. We're just gonna jump right into pretty much so many things that have happened. First, I guess what happened first was the uniform reveals. And I'm going to be honest, I like them. I like our uniforms. I like the nice, crisp, simple look. People, especially on the Army side, they really bash the airbrush helmets. And, you know, I understand some of it. You kind of like the basic look of not having all that going on, but really, every time they do it, it is artwork. I mean, it's impressive what they do with the helmets this year. It's got a submarine on one side and then the Anchor logo on the other, and it's clean. It's a clean look. I cannot wait to see them in action on Saturday. I think they're going to look really good. You look on the Army side. You know, sand-colored, interesting choice. However, I will say that the bulldog on the side of their helmets is really nice. Now, if you're wondering why that bulldog cannot be used on any merchandise for Army, that logo was actually produced by Walt Disney, and for them to use that logo on merchandise would cost an enormous amount of money. And they decided, nah. So instead, they'll use the dragon logo for their merch. And honestly, I'd like to say some positive things about everybody. I will say the dragon logo is very cool. So there's that. Now, getting into real game stuff. It's going to be like it is every year. It's going to be a tough matchup. And you're looking at two teams that have undergone some heavy changes from last year to this year. Army going more to a shotgun, slow mesh, triple option system, which had a large amount of struggles throughout the year. I'm just looking at some of the games, losing to Troy 19-0, which looking back isn't a terrible score per se, but they started off with a 17-13 loss to UL Monroe. They beat UTSA, which was an impressive win. Losing 62-0 to LSU was probably the glaring spot where you go, whew, that did not look good. So let's just talk about this Army team. And you really look at what they've done, and you see some comparisons to this to our Navy team. You look at who they've played, and you look at the scores. They lose to Boston College by 3 in a sloppy game. They lose to UL Monroe for first game of the season. You go, oh, well, they're trying to adapt to the new offense. Okay, whatever. That's fine. I'll take that. Losing to Troy 19-0. Army went two straight games without scoring a point. That was Troy and LSU. And then losing to UMass, and you're looking at a 2-6 Army team, and you're going, "Oh yeah, confident." You're thinking, "We got a easy shot this year." Nope. Army has rallied the last three games. They beat Air Force about 2 3 weeks after we played them. And beat them 23-3. They forced six turnovers, which is impressive for any team, but in a rivalry game, forcing six turnovers is highly impressive. And then they played Holy Cross next week, and that game was ugly. Army really should have lost that game, but they had just a large enough lead that Holy Cross couldn't come back. That was a 3-point win, 17-14. And then they beat Coastal Carolina, who's not a bad team at all, 28-21. So now they're 5-6. They have the same record as us, and it adds extra motivation to this game. Whoever wins is a 500 team, and whoever doesn't win is a below 500 team. So this Army team does not need to be taken lightly. Bryson Daly is a good quarterback. When he is in, this offense does run a lot smoother than it does with anyone else in the system. And they got some good backs. They got Udoh, and then you still have Tyrell Robinson, and you still have Jacoby Buchanan, who are seniors, and I'm sure they will play a large part in this game. To kind of wrap up, some of the analysis on Army, you look at what they did against Coastal Carolina. They went to the flex bone. And they played Coastal Carolina and they beat them. And it just throws a wrinkle into the game plan, because now you gotta prepare for both. That is a game where Army did not complete a single pass. But man, I love when you can win a game without having to complete a pass. Army kind of played how I kind of wanted us to play all year. Run the ball effectively. Be physical at the line. And I think it's going to pose problems. I think it's gonna present our defense with a challenge, but I am very confident in our run defense. I am. I think it will be a very good matchup in between the trenches there. But that's kind of segue into our next segment, which is just going to cover really the X's and O's, what to look out for, and really how the game's gonna play out. This will be a very close game. You're looking at two teams battling for a lot. Not battling for a bowl spot, which is, I've mentioned this several times on X. It's just a travesty. These are kids that, especially the seniors, this is their last game. And I feel like they should have had a right to play in a bowl game if they won this game. That's just me, but it is what it is. So this is the Super Bowl for both teams, playing for a 500 record going into the offseason feeling good. And both these teams, their records honestly don't indicate how good they are. You look at Navy this season, we've covered it. You saw very competitive games against Memphis and USF. Those are games that, honestly, in my opinion, as I stated before, should have won. And you look at Army, you look at some of the games that they probably should have won. UMass is a game you probably should have won. And that's not against a very good team, but you look at Army, they beat a UTSA team. That's a notch under their belt. That's their signature win this season. So you know what Army can do. And then you look at that Boston College game. That would have been a pretty good win. Losing by three. So both teams have had close games that just haven't gone their way. And it all goes away. All the pain, all the negative talk goes away if you win this game. And that's a big prize. Seniors want to win it so bad. I mean, you take the emotional aspect of it, you take that and you go, game on. Anybody can win. And it's just a game unlike any other. Let's talk about the X's and O's. Army, we expect more of that slow mesh system, the slow mesh triple option shotgun. And you saw against Air Force, it did work for a couple of plays, got a couple of huge plays out of it. So it's going to be interesting to see how we cover that. We haven't really encountered a team this season that has run that slow mesh system. We face a lot of passing teams. It's going to be that shotgun option offense, we think, against our pretty stout run defense. Now, if they go flexbone, I think we're prepared too. The key to this game is easy. Make them throw the ball. Make them stay in second and long, third and long situations and make them pass. Because I don't have trust in Bryson Daly throwing the ball over the field, knock on wood. I think you're going to have to take away the run game that Army has especially found over the last three games. You're going to have to stop the run. And that plays into our favor because we've done it a lot this year. However, you also have to look at it in the sense of we played a lot of pass-heavy teams. So that'll be interesting. I think PJ Volker knows that stopping the run will be the primary effort of the defense. However, our secondary this year hasn't been the greatest in every game. You just look and they've given up quite a few big plays. You look at the 94-yard reception against Air Force, which honestly felt like was a dagger in that game. That's before we kind of found our quarterback. Seemed like things have gotten better since then, not having Braxton at QB, which is not a knock on him. I think he played definitely better against SMU. He had that long run. But I think having Xavier Arline at quarterback, I think you possibly win that game. But anyways, we're talking about the defense. Secondary's going to have to play disciplined. You can't have what happened against Air Force happen to you again. The secondary will have to be on point. And the front seven's going to have to stop the run, and the secondary's going to have to make sure no one gets behind them for a huge shot play. Easier said than done. It's just a game plan. I think PJ's got a lot to prove, and this defense has a lot to prove after what was the worst half of defensive football I have seen at Navy. I mean, my goodness. 52 points in the first half? Just not acceptable. I think there's a lot to prove on the defensive side, and I believe that this is the game where they go, yep, we're this is it. We're not giving anything up. Huge news on the defensive side, though, is that Jacob Busich is back. And that's huge. You lose him to in the Memphis game, tears a bicep, and he's back. And he said in his interview, he didn't come back to lose. And having Bucic back is definitely good for run support. But if you can get a pass rush as well, I mean, shutting down the Army offense would be great. Puts less pressure on the offense that has looked slightly anemic, especially against SMU. R-line getting hurt, Woodson Edge, just our offense the entire year has been the question mark. And you say, well, has the defense? Well, you look at the SMU game after you have three shutouts over the season, and you look at who those shutouts were against you, and they're like, well, they're not the best offense. Sure, I can give you that, but you look at the UAB game, the defense was impressive there. I think the question would be consistency. You have a lot of good games, but the games where the defense has not showed up, they've gotten absolutely annihilated, excuse me, for big yards. So you have to take that into account, but this is a rivalry game. The defense will be there. They're going to show up. Now, the offensive side of the ball. You look at the SMU game, you lose Arline, you put Woodson in. Arline's starting. That's the quarterback who's done the best this year. He has been brilliant for quite a few games this season that he's played. And he's going to need a masterclass performance against Army. Now, you look at this Army defense, they have given up buku yards on the ground against some teams. You look at the Boston College game, gave up over 120 yards to Thomas Castellanos in that loss. And then you look at Troy, they let, honestly, one of the best running backs in the nation, Vital, run all over them. This defense for Army is susceptible to giving up massive yards on the ground. However, you look at the last three games and it would tell you otherwise. And you're meeting a defense that is high in confidence. You're really meeting a team that is high in confidence, winning three straight. They're feeling really good. You got an Army team that is feeling really good, and you got a Navy team that got crushed by SMU 2 weeks ago. And you're thinking the confidence that we thought we had earlier in the season when Army was down quite a bit, that's kind of gone away. But the storyline is Xavier Arline started Army Navy as a freshman. You look at that game, 2020 COVID game at Mikey. He had that long run where he was tripped up at the 1 or 2 yard line, and we don't score. I'm sure that sticks out in everyone's head. But how great would it be for him to close out his career with a huge day against Army? That would be storybook. It would be storybook for all these seniors. They've been through so much. They go through COVID freshman year. They go through a coaching change last offseason. New coach this year. You've had some bad games. You've had some good games. And if you win, how sweet would that be? It would taste so sweet that through all the adversity, seems like all the drama that you've gone through, you look at the Ivan Jasper situation, you look at the Ken situation, you look at everything. How sweet would it be to get a win? It would taste sweeter than your favorite milkshake, wouldn't it? So the offense will have to be sharp. Arline's going to have to be the point man. I really want to see the option game, the triple option game, make Army react. Yes, they're very familiar with that system. But the games that we've played well in, we're doing either a read option worked very well against UAB, or you run the triple. I thought it went well against Temple, running the flex bone. And take your shot plays. Keep the defense honest. This Army team, like I said, has given up yards on the ground. They want to load the box. Make them pay for it. Heck, let me tell you, I think Eli Heidenreich is going to play a huge part in this game. He's a finalist for the Low Man Trophy, which is best fullback. He's not a fullback. He's definitely more of a slot back, but hey, I don't care. I hope he wins it. He's going to be important. I think his catching ability, his big play ability down the field is going to play a huge role in this game. And I think Fofana and Teska are going to play a huge role. I think Teska is going to get a lot of carries. I think he's kind of the he's definitely speedy. He definitely runs with an edge as well. Fofana's going to be the bruiser. I think what hasn't been used quite as effectively this season as I would have liked was Fofana and Teska being used in sort of a bruiser and cruiser scenario. If you flash back to 2019, you had Carruthers, who was the cruiser, and you had Nelson Smith as the bruiser. I wish I had seen a little bit more of that this year. Hopefully, that plays out in this game. But what else can you say about this game? It's honestly the best game of the year, bar none. I don't care. You look at Alabama, Auburn, Michigan, Ohio State. Does not compare to this at all. It doesn't. It really doesn't. It's going to be low scoring. It's going to be a slugfest. The emotions after every big play will be huge. And it's going to be a close game. Just be prepared for 14-10, 14-13. Heck, I beat if it was single digits, 7-6. But expect our line to make plays. Give him the ball. Because honestly, you look at the UAB game when you just let him have control, and you look at the Temple game in the second half when you let him have control, he does amazing things with the ball. And when you give Teska the ball, he does good things. When Heidenreich gets the ball, good things. Get the ball to your playmakers. Let them have a day. I think Navy wins a close one. It's going to be super close. I think they're going to win 14-13. I think it's going to be a defensive slugfest. There's going to be some turnovers. There's going to be a lot of highs and lows. But this game's going to be a win. You leave feeling good. 6-6. Seniors get a win in their last Army Navy game. And we're gonna sing second.
Oh, thank you.
I want to thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the podcast. Make sure to go follow the Blue and Gold Report on X, along with wherever you get your podcasts. I'll be back next week to cover and recap the Army Navy game, pull out a win. That's what we're hoping for. And again, thank you everyone for your support. Go Navy, beat Army. Let's sing second.